Levitzer, you know why we started this book?
Talking about the way that Rav Lev Yitzchak met on the train of Ben Tzion After, without him knowing that it was Ben Tzion After, only when he got to Uman he realized. Ben Tzion After was saved from the war also, it was in Russia. He made Aliyah, I don't know what year exactly, maybe later I'll talk about it. I forgot, you know the book. And Rav Lev Yitzchak used to give classes for years over years, you know, so you went probably to some of the classes, right? Maybe it's like so.
Amen.
He was the Yod on Shabbos. He didn't live in the area. On the was it Wednesday night? Did you Wednesday night? You gave a shiur. Thursday night.
I lived in the shiur. Discussion.
Anyways, so he Ben Tzion After used to always go to shiur and Levi Yitzchak and encourage people to go to the shiurim, even though he was older than him. He said, "Ah, Levi Yitzchak was the lion of Uman. He was given the leib in Uman. He was the lion of Uman. He was the fire." Yeah.
So this is 1914.
Yeah. Also, and Rav Tzion After never praised anyone, but when it was Levi Yitzchak, he did. Also, there's a story that after the war, Rav Tzion After he came to the refugee camp, which is called the Bad Reichenhall, American. It was American, I think, in Germany.
This is World War II.
Yeah, after World War II. And Rav Lev Yitzchak also was there with his wife. And they came to Ben Tzion After, they asked him to speak. He said, if Rav Lev Yitzchak's here, who needs me? Rav Lev Yitzchak's here. That's how he... Yeah. So after 2 weeks, difficult, terrible, hard, very hard 2 weeks, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till the middle of Elul, Rav Yitzchak arrived in Uman 14 days before Rosh Hashanah of Tav Reish Ayin Hey, exactly 100 years ago, in 2 months. Okay? And at home, in Gradzhitsk, where his parents live, they had no idea, very difficult, people were getting killed over there, okay? And no one knew, where's Rav Yitzchak? Because immediately when the war broke out, they sent him money to Makov and asked that he shouldn't waste time and come immediately home. And they knew that Rav Yitzchak, he keeps the mitzvah of Kibud Av very much. They were sure that he will come home, but that's not what it was. That time, he was away, far away, in Uman. Immediately when Rav Yitzchak came to Uman, he felt this is the place. This is the place where he could serve Hashem. Amongst the Oivdim, there was the big Oivdim, the big lions. Real Oivdi Hashem. There's no people like, I don't know if there's any people like this in the generation today. They serve Hashem. He said, Rav Yitzchak used to say after he came to Eretz, what I saw there, I never saw afterwards. The people, the work that I saw them serving Hashem, all their might, I never saw that again. Anyways, they accepted him very nicely, in Uman. And he said, it's true, in Uman, Rav Yitzchak used to say, in Uman, they were malachim, they were angels, they were fire. But still, he used to treat everyone, a lot of people that fire, and they don't know about their friends. They're just fire alone somewhere in Shemayim. All the Ugnim over there, they used to greet everyone with a big smile, and learn with someone, and spend time also with other people, with the people around them, not just living in there in the Shamayim, right? Like Avraham always teaches us. Yeah, they were very human, Omanim. Again, they were also the Adel Cheretz. Again. If once, once happened that the person he spoke too loud and harsh about someone. So they used to tell him, what are you shooting here? What are you shooting fire arrows over here? What's going on? Calm down. Father said that. And also, they didn't know Rav Yitzchak when he first came. He was only 18 years old, right? But they didn't know, maybe he's a God at all. They don't know who he is. Even the old people of Breslev, they used to call him in third person. We see them in third person. And Rav Lev Yitzchak said, that's what Rabbeinu said, that if people knew how I treat, how I teach my Rabbeinu said, how I teach my Talmidim to treat with Derech Eretz, all the goyim would have sent their children to learn by me Derech Eretz, by my people Derech Eretz. And that's how it was in Uman. They had a lot of Derech Eretz. After a while, after a short period of time, when he was in Uman, Levi Yitzchak got a letter from his father. I'll never be able to forgive you that you left Poland. Right? Poland, that Poland was a place where there's no Askala. Askala, the. How do you say Askala? The.
Light.
What?
Light.
In darkness.
The reform movement.
Yeah. It wasn't very strong in Poland, but in the Ukraine, in Russia, it was. So his father said, and everyone knows that in Russia, again, it was a lot more problematic to keep Torah mitzvot even before the communists came. Right? It was difficult. So his father said, I can't forgive you that you left Poland, the place of Kedusha, more Kedusha here, amongst the Jewish. And he went to Russia. That's what he was afraid of. Not the fact that he left the house.
Didn't they also have the problem with the canonists?
The who?
The decrees that the Tsars put in.
Yeah, all the time, yeah. Right? His father wasn't talking to him about the fact that he ran away from home, the fact that he left it. No, the fact that he went to a place where he could fall in Judaism, how could he do such a thing? So Levi Yitzchak sent him a letter. Dear father, you can't even imagine to yourself. You don't even have a concept of the Gan Eden I found here in Uman. Gan Eden on earth. His father didn't understand his brother. Understand his son. He understood. He knew Rav Levi Yitzchak well. So he sent him a letter back and he said, if that's the case, stay, my son. Stay over there. Very good. There's also a few details of Levi Yitzchak used to stay every once in a while. Yeah. This is written in Yiddish, but they translated this. Levi Yitzchak said, I remember the day that in the beginning when I had my first Rosh Hashanah in Uman. Rosh Hashanah in the middle of First World War, after the First World War broke out. It was a Shabbos before the era of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was Monday, Tuesday. It's going to be soon, this year. It's coming next year. And it was a Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Levi Yitzchak was saying this. But I saw in Uman, I never saw anywhere else. The days before Rosh Hashanah, the streets of Uman were filled of all kinds of cars and vehicles. Not really cars, they had then more wagons and stuff like that. And hundreds of blessed of the Hasidim were coming to fulfill what Rabbeinu commanded them 100 years beforehand, to go and be in Rosh Hashanah and in Uman. And they're all shining. They had the schus to be in Uman Rosh Hashanah. The same streets were absorbed so much of the Kedusha and the Avodah of the people who lived in Uman. Now they're filled up with more and more Hasidim. And the feeling of going close to Hashem was very, very strong. And especially the unity between all the groups that came from here and came from here and came from all over Europe. They came to Uman as much as they could. Can't. And people were saying, Shechianu, Baruch Ata, Zimei Brava, they haven't seen a person for a whole year. And then I saw also all the big tzaddiki, the lions that came from Poland, like Mordechai, the Abbasin of Sokala, which we spoke about in another shir, that he heard the guy saying Tikkun Chatzos, and he became a Bais of Chassid. And he came and he fell on my shoulders, and we said, Shechianu. I never saw such love between people like I saw between Breslov and Uman. It's talking about 100 years ago. And all this was already from the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, which was the last Shabbos of the year. The davening, the chazan was of Nachman Chazan of Nemarov. It was so beautiful, the davening. Even he davened the whole Shabbos. Even the Vaidaber, the Korbanos before Mincha, I heard him start Vaidaber. I already felt the sweetness of davening. And tomorrow we'll continue talking about the night of Shavuos.